Welcome back to Farm Talk, and boy, it is going to be a fun week for the folks at the FFA. Doesn't matter if you're North Dakota, Minnesota, South Dakota, especially if you're making the trip to the National Convention in Indianapolis this week. A lot of fun events going on, and today actually marks the first day for the main body of work, and a lot of the hierarchy are there earlier in the week to get things prepared. One of the folks, he may have been there early, Dawson Malkowski, is the Sentinel for the North Dakota FFA. Checking in. And Dawson, how is the first day of the convention in Indianapolis? Is it hot?
Oh my gosh, it's been beautiful this past couple days. We got here on Sunday and it hasn't been anything but sunny and like 65.
Oh my goodness. I was talking a little bit to Nikki yesterday and there was some question, although you guys still managed to wear your blue jackets, you know, here in North Dakota in June when you have your state convention. I'm assuming everybody's still toughing it out and wearing the blue jackets, even though 65 might be light jacket weather. That isn't too bad.
Oh, of course. Those blue jackets are the most comfortable thing you'll ever put on, especially how welcome you feel when you put them on, you know?
Exactly. Now, I'm sure they have not gotten the attendance figures as of yet, but what I had heard is that they're expecting somewhere around 70,000. If they end up over that 70,000 mark, I don't know what the exact number is, but from the rumor is that it may be a record year this year. Is that still the rumor out there?
That's what I'm hoping for. 70 is what I've been hearing too, but okay. Hopefully we exceed that.
All right. Well, let's first of all, before we get into, I know there's a few talking points that Nikki wanted us to talk about, but I wanted to refresh my memory. I'm assuming I've talked to you before, Dawson. I'm old. I can't even remember what I had for lunch yesterday, but Dawson, I do know that you were the Sentinel. Give us the 411. Where'd you go to high school, and what's life like right now for you?
Okay, so I grew up north of Belfield, about 20 miles on a ranch. I went to Belfield High School. I graduated from there, and I am now attending NDSU, a proud Bison, and doing the ROTC program there, and I joined the National Guard, as well as studying animal science there.
That is awesome. Did you make the football game? And it sounded like you left on Sunday. Did you leave on Saturday? Were you driving, or did you watch the big football game on Saturday?
I was trying to keep in touch with it, but I did have drill this weekend, so I was not able to watch it.
All right, very good. Now, refresh our memory as far as the Sentinel position. What things are you responsible for with the state office?
Yeah, of course. So the Sentinel is mainly responsible for being hospitable to any members or guests present during the meetings. And I kind of take that to heart because I love meeting people, and and the sign for a Sentinel is to shake hands. And I've certainly taken that to heart. I love meeting people and networking. So, yeah.
So when you're in a national event like this, do you still kind of retain that title? Are you still a greeter, or are you more just taking everything in at this point?
Well, I'm taking everything in, but that is actually one of my favorite parts about being at the national convention is I get to meet people from all sorts of areas and make sure that, like, we get to know each other, because that's one of the best things about FFA is everyone comes from different walks of life, and that's definitely my favorite part about being down here.
Okay, so there is 1,000 things to do. We'd never be able to, we'd run out of time before we got through.
I agree.
If you would, give me just a couple of highlights, Dawson, what you are excited to see and take in during the next 3 or 4 days.
Yeah, of course. So yesterday, I'll start off there, we had an opportunity to do the National Service Day. We got to help out the STEM, they call themselves the STEM perspective or something like that. But we had to help them implement some things and kind of winterize their garden that they have there, and kind of felt like I was helping my grandma back home winterize her garden. And so that was an amazing opportunity to get to know some other members from other places.
Okay.
And then later on this week, we get to go around the convention and meet some industry leaders. And so like John Deere and Case and those big names that we get to talk to the representatives and get to know them, and as well as get to know other members.
I'm curious, When you get a chance to visit, because, you know, one of the great things about being at the convention, there's so many things to pick up, to learn. I know that they've got the mall going on there, but there's also a great opportunity to network with the companies, because that's what your life's going to be later on. Unless you're going to go back home and farm or ranch, you're going to be probably in that service industry, or you're going to be working, you know, with folks like from John Deere or other things. And when you're there now, what are you trying to take in? What are you trying to learn?
Yeah, of course. Usually when I go and talk to those industry leaders, I usually try to figure out what they're trying to do different. I try to see if they're trying to be innovative in any way and how they're trying to implement these new youth that's coming up, because that's why they're here, is to really talk to the youth and see what different ideas that we have to bring into the industry.
Okay.
And I like to know about those strategies, just to kind of see if I can implement those when I'm running around as a state officer.
Visiting with Dawson Malkowski. You were part, I'm assuming you traveled different, because every organization, every kind of group, different sections, like each town has their own kind of group that they took out there. But in total, there's like about 300 of you out there, correct?
Correct.
So do you guys mingle? Do you hang out? Or are you kind of doing your own thing, depending on what's going on?
So we try to connect with every single member, especially if they're representing North Dakota. That's kind of be my main task to do this week, as I'm not competing. I'm not a delegate this week, unlike my other team members. And so my main goal is to make sure that every North Dakota member feels welcome down here and see if I can connect with them.
That was one of the other things that Nikki wanted us to talk about, and that was, and it probably has already happened, some of the delegate events. What happens when you see, like, on the big list and some folks, you can actually watch these events from your computer, but when there's a delegate event, what is happening there?
Yeah, so as delegates, part of our officer team, and if you're part of a bigger organization like Texas or even California, they have a certain amount of delegates that represent the amount of members that they have as a state. And so when our North Dakota members go in there, they go in there and talk about important topics that are needed to be discussed in order to better our organization as a whole, and especially on that national level.
Okay. Well, there's still a lot of fun to do. You've obviously got today, tomorrow, Friday. The other part of this, these are extremely long days, right? You guys aren't just like sleeping in till 9, you know, going out and hanging out for like 3 or 4 hours and then going to grab food and heading back to the dorm rooms or wherever you're sleeping. You guys are up at the crack of dawn. You've got stuff going on all day and well into the night. Like, what are some of the things you're going to do tonight? Are you hitting the rodeo, the concert, or some of the other things?
Well, I believe those are later in the week, but I'm sure going to try and make an appearance at the rodeo. We didn't get an opportunity to get those tickets for Megan Marani this week, but I know a couple members get to go to that. I think a couple other things that we have been doing as state officers, a couple of state officers from around the country have gotten together and kind of started a dance in the hotel. And if anyone knows me personally, they know that I'll be there right front and center. So
I got to make sure.
Yeah, oh,
I'm a day off. I totally thought you guys are rocking and rolling today. You guys are actually, tomorrow is the actual open of everything. It's Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Why did I think Tuesday was the start of this? That was me.
I'm not sure, but
we're still
working pretty hard today.
I would imagine. So do you guys help when you're at an event like this? Do you guys help out the national folks, or are you kind of responsibility free and just trying to keep track of everything for your group that's there?
I would say we're pretty self-focused on this standpoint. That's what a lot of the Courtesy Corps people are here for, and there's plenty of volunteers that are helping out here, and you sure try to make sure that they feel feel appreciated when they're here.
Last question for you, and this is going on, I think, all 3 days. It certainly looks like at the Expo and Shopping Mall. I just imagine this is just a big, vast area with a lot of booths. Is that what it is? What goes on there?
Yes, sir. One of my favorite things to do there is just see what kind of new and improved merch that they have to just show off. And our team is sure looking at buying some matching outfits just so that we can look cool and stand out between the crowd, you know.
Okay. This also encompasses the Lucas Oil Stadium, correct, where the Colts play?
Yep. So that's where all our sessions will be. And
okay.
I actually get an amazing opportunity to be to represent North Dakota as our flag bearer this year, as our opening ceremony, and that'll be our first and second opening session. So we'll have two different opening sessions just so that everyone has an opportunity to get there. And that'll be at the Lucas Oil Stadium where you guys, and people can actually watch that on ndffa.org or I believe, or not NDFFA, sorry, the just regular FFA organization. Sorry about that.
I know
that'll be hosted at the Lucas Oil Stadium.
Yeah, there's websites you can check out as far as watching everything from A to Z. But you guys will also be posting on our state Facebook account, right? Because as some of the competitions come to a close, we'll find out who has won what from North Dakota.
Yes, sir. So that'll be all on our Instagram and Facebook page. We try to keep everyone updated that's up there still in the state. If you check it out right now, you can see a couple of our interviews that we've been trying to keep up on. We have a Blue Jacket Frequency where we're interviewing other members from around the state and even around the nation about their experience in the Blue Jacket.
Good Lord. I just realized it was Tuesday, so I'll work on getting on the Facebook account and taking a look at you guys. Really have done a great job on that, though. That's how I kept track of a lot of the winners. And everybody that actually makes it there is a winner because they've already gone through the state, right? Competition.
Yes,
and
sir.
Just trying to win
everyone
the national.
Has to qualify to nationals by winning a state contest.
Absolutely. All right, Dawson, well, thank you so much. You did a great job. Any other words before we let you go?
A great big thank you to all of you guys who are listening, and I hope to see you at some time.
Yeah.
Be sure to check out our state convention, and that's the first week of June.